This is News Director Larissa Donovan joining me in studio today as the Superintendent of Cass Lake Venus Schools, Sue Chase. Welcome to our studios.
Thank you, Larissa. I'm pleased to be here.
Well, we're so glad to talk with folks in some of our surrounding school districts. We don't often get the opportunity, so I'm glad we can make this happen. So Election Day is just around the corner, and Cass Lake Venus Schools has a referendum on the ballot.
Yes, we do. We're asking our voters to approve a $39.75 million bond referendum. With that, we intend to build a K-5 elementary school out at our existing middle school, high school campus, so out of town a ways. Our existing elementary building was built in the 60s. And, you know, teaching and learning have changed a lot over the years. They've evolved. And we know that, you know, 21st century learning needs to include small group work and breakout spaces and a lot more individualization. And we just don't have the ability to do that in the existing structure. There are some other things that would need to take place to keep our existing structure with the number of students in it, you know, quite a bit of remodeling.
MDE has a lot of requirements for what constitutes a school.
Right, they do. They do. And I think probably the most pressing need also has to do with our area learning center. And this particular project, as proposed, would solve some issues there, too. Our area learning center is in our oldest building, the original structure was built in like 1921, but they took a lot of that down. And so it's a series of buildings kind of pushed together. Houses the area learning center, houses our Leech Lake Boys and Girls Club, houses the district resource center and a special education program, and our alternatives to suspension program. And in that building, we have asbestos tile.
Ooh.
We have, you know, asbestos pipe wrapping because it was built in that era. So we're putting, you know, our Boys and Girls Club kids, our littles, in an area where there's asbestos tile, which isn't healthy. The building has stairs. Most of them are narrow staircases, and it's two-story. And both the Area Learning Center and the Boys and Girls Club use both top and bottom floor. There are no elevators, nothing that makes this handicapped accessible. So if you have mobility issues, you're not able to use those programs that our district offers, whether it's Area Learning Center or Boys and Girls Club. We don't even have currently buttons on the doors to allow people with mobility issues to get in, you know, with the push button. So there are that issue. There's also energy efficiency issues with that building, and it, you know, right now every room has a window air conditioner. All of them are old, and in the wintertime, almost every room has a space heater that we're using to kind of try and keep it livable. We have lots of mice, and we have lots of, in fact, I have sticky mouse traps under my desk right now that are kind of covered in spiders. It's just not a very healthy or safe environment for our kids, whether they're Area Learning Center kids or whether they're Boys and Girls Club kids. It's not a healthy space.
So my question is, like, if the referendum passes and the new elementary school is built, will those users of that old building move to the current elementary school?
Yes. Okay. Yes. The current elementary school, despite its age, has really solid structure. Mm-hmm. And it would take just a minimal amount of remodeling. We'd have to make the bathrooms adult-sized for our Area Learning Center students and put a few doorways in. But if the referendum passes, we would decommission that old building and move our Area Learning Center, our Boys and Girls Club, and we would keep our early childhood programming in the existing elementary structure, and move the district resource office and the superintendent's office. All of those would stay in town, have that presence in town, but it would all be in that building. Minimal, like $500,000 worth of remodeling to make that functional. The other really neat piece about that is we would finally have room to bring back early childhood family education, the parent-child classes. We haven't had room to do that for a number of years, so the district hasn't offered it. And then we would have room for community training space and community partners to work in our existing elementary building as well. So we're excited about that proposal, and we're excited about, you know, bringing with this proposal, we're also able to bring fifth grade out of the existing middle school, because our middle school right now is 5-8, and we would be able to move the fifth grade back into the elementary, which is a much more developmentally appropriate spot for, you know, 10, 11 year old kids to be with their elementary age peers versus middle school and almost high school. The other issue it would help us solve is a traffic safety issue. In our current elementary, it's right downtown, it's landlocked, Highway 2 is on one side, and then city streets. So when we have families dropping children off and buses coming in, they're all mixing together at the same time, and we have families are dropping kids off and they're crossing through traffic to get into the elementary building, and we've made traffic one way on that part of the street, but we still have kids crossing in front of cars as they're trying to pull out. This new structure would allow us to have designated pickup and drop-off areas for high school, middle school, elementary, and it would flow, and we would be able to separate families dropping kids off and picking them up from bus traffic, so it would be a lot safer for everybody.
So this isn't the first ask for this project for Castlake being a district voters, right? There was another referendum not too many years ago, and that was that also for the elementary school proposal?
It was a little different proposal. That was back in 2017, mm-hmm. and it was a much bigger dollar amount ask. After that one failed, you know, the board really took a look at, okay, what is it that we really truly need? That last ask was for a 3-5 elementary or 3-5 program, and then we would have kept all of the existing buildings. So instead of having the current 3-4 buildings that we would have had 5, and it would have invested some money into that area learning center building. Mm-hmm. There was some monies tacked on to doing some kind of cool spaces at the high school, but you know, add on kinds of things. That one had a lot of things that I think the community felt weren't necessary.
Okay.
This particular ask, it's less money, and it is just kind of the foundation. What is it that we really truly need? And it, you know, it keeps the number of buildings the same, and getting rid of that old building that.
Yeah, that one sounds kind of gross.
It's not the best place. It's what we have.
Right.
We did an analysis on what it would cost to actually bring it up to code. It's a 49,000 square foot building. It would cost over $15 million to bring it up to code.
Oof.
And it's valued at $18 million. So, you know, it's not one of those good return on investment kinds of things to do. So regardless of what happens, we have to do something different with that. We can't keep putting people in these situations.
Yeah, especially if you need space heaters to keep it warm. I mean, that, as someone who has once had a house fire, those things kind of scare me.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they're not... they're not very efficient.
It's, right, exactly, yeah. And that, you know, affects the district's bottom line, too, when they're shelling out money for exorbitant utility costs.
Yes.
So just for those who may not know, how many elementary students does Castlake Bina have in their district?
You know, I don't have the exact number, but it's over 600 in our building, yeah.
And I'm not sure if you've had that forecast information, but is the elementary population expected to grow as the years go on?
Well, you know, the pandemic kind of it's difficult to know exactly how many more we'll have. I know that our enrollment this year has gone back up. We're about 100 kids more than we were last year at this time. So we're kind of recovering. You know, almost every district in the area had a loss of students due to COVID. But we're getting closer back to where we were before. I don't want to say that, yeah, we're going to have 100 more kids next year in the elementary.
Right.
But, you know, I think in a couple of years, we're going to see some of the pandemic-born children coming into our programming too. So,
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I have one of those pandemic babies too. Well, she was 6 months when the pandemic hit, but
okay.
It's been a bit of a wild ride for her toddler years, I imagine.
Yes.
So for those who may not know why districts need to go to the voters to ask for these bonding referendums for new buildings or even just for operating, why is it that districts need to go to the voters to ask for money?
Mm-hmm. Well, the state provides a basic formula allowance for students, and it's a little over $6,000 this year per student, and that basically covers some of the operating that you know the daily operations of your district. It covers some teacher salaries and some of those things. It doesn't cover all of it, and some districts get significant federal monies through Title I, through Impact Aid. Cass Lake being a district is fortunate that we get some of that to take care of some of the needs of that are caused when you have a district that has a lot of federal lands or lands that are in tribal trust. And then other districts have, they don't have that. And so they have to do operating referendums because costs keep going up. The dollar amount that the state gives for aid per pupil actually has lost ground when you start factoring in inflation.
Oh, yeah, especially this year.
Yeah, it's MRE, Minnesota Rural Education Association, just did a study where they look back at kind of the dollar amounts. And since 2003, districts have actually lost about $916 per pupil just on the state formula. Even though the formula itself has gone up, the dollar amounts, the inflation rate has been such that you lose ground. And you need to pay your staff, you need to in order to attract quality staff.
Yes,
and keep
a competitive
staff,
market. I know there's a teacher shortage that we hear about almost every day.
Yes,
in the news.
Yes, it's difficult to get staff, and so you have to be able to pay them what they are worth. And that keeps going up, and our costs keep going up. And so districts have to go back and ask their taxpayers for operating referendums and things. And the state does not provide the state does not provide the buildings. The buildings and the construction of buildings, the maintenance of buildings, that falls on the local districts and the local taxpayers. So that's part of how education is structured in Minnesota, and that's the reality that we deal with.
So does Cass Lake Bena voters currently have a bonding levy of any type at the moment, or would this be an all new one?
This would add on to the existing.
Okay.
We're still paying, the district is still paying for the middle school construction. That would fall off in, let's see. So the middle school bonding would fall off in 2032. It's going to take a significant drop in 2028, but it would fall off in 2032. So then this would just kind of keep that payment stable and level. We don't have an operating referendum.
Right.
Because we have the federal monies that have helped with that significantly.
So this would just be for the elementary building.
The elementary building.
Which would move the fifth graders out of the middle school, put them with the rest of their cohort, and then move the folks like the Boys and Girls Club, early childhood, and the area learning to the existing elementary school.
Yes.
From the old 1920s building.
Yes.
Okay, now that I've got a handle, what is that sort of impact to someone who has like the average priced home in the district?
Our financial advisors, Ehlers, ran the numbers. It's about $18.32 a month. I happen to own property in the district. We just moved back, and I own 40 acres in the district. My property taxes, when I ran the numbers, would go up about $388 a year.
For the year?
For the year.
Okay.
For the full year, yeah. And so That anyone that wants to know their tax impact can go to our website. We have a referendum link on our website, and it takes brings up all the information, pictures, everything new that we have, the proposal, the what, the why, and a tax calculator, a link to the tax calculator that our advisors provided, and you can plug in your property, your property value as it that was on your property tax statements that you get, and then you can see what the impact will be on your taxes.
All right, great. Well, Sue, is there anything else about this referendum that you wanted to talk with us about before I let you go today?
Well, you know, it's a big ask right now. We know it's a big ask for our voters, and, you know, people have to weigh their beliefs and their values and decide, you know, where do I want to invest my money? And the one thing about school referendums is you get a choice. You know, the county, the state, townships, they all get to say, we're going to raise your taxes, we're going to levy this much. School districts don't get to do that. It's a choice. The other thing that I guess on our regular this year's levy, we're actually proposing to levy about 2.3% less than we were last year. So, you know, tax.
Or the last time.
The last time.
Okay.
We did, you know, you certify your levy every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year our levy certification proposal is about 2.3% less than it was for last year. So,
okay.
So, you know.
It all comes out in the wash.
It all comes out in the wash, and we're trying, you know, we're really trying to be considerate and conservative. And I will say the Castlake Bena Board has been working on this particular proposal for a number of years. You know, they really went back to the drawing board after the last one and just said, what is it that we absolutely need? And that's what they're asking for.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sue Chase, for joining me in studio today. Good luck.
Thank you.